Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
If you've been following the midterm election campaign, you might think the most important issue is crime. And you'd be wrong. Polls show voters are actually more concerned about things like abortion rights and inflation. Yet crime, and the claim that it's surging, command the spotlight. One of our two major parties is trying to make crime its signature issue. Fair enough, a healthy republic does maintain law and order. But there's a problem here. Crime may not be surging. Latest numbers from the FBI show that violent offenses decreased by 1% in 2020, the most recent year with statistics. Murders soared, but burglaries fell. Overall, crime was much lower than in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Nobody really knows why. Democrats believe growth in jobs and income may have something to do with it, since crime is often tied to poverty. A decline in drinking alcohol and the decriminalization of marijuana may also be helping. Republicans counter that many crimes, especially rape, don't get reported, that there's a long lag in compiling statistics, that moves to defund the police have hobbled cops, emboldened criminals. Republicans want more police, more prisons, stiffer sentences. We tried that decades ago. Crime went down, but then soared and stayed high. Poor and non-white Americans bore the brunt of those efforts. Crime became a leading cause of poverty. If you have a criminal record, you can't get a decent job. So Democrats started pushing less brutal solutions, like diversion programs that steer people with mental health crises to professionals instead of police, bail reform so people don't sit in jail just because they're poor, efforts to take guns off the street to build trust between cops and their communities. Those gentler programs do work, but then, studies show, so does hiring more police. So who's right, the party that wants to get tough on crime or the party that prefers a more subtle approach? They both are. The thing about crime is there's no single solution. You try a lot of stuff and keep what works. Besides, we've had enough experience with crime to know what doesn't work, turning it into a partisan political issue. Now that's criminal. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.